August 30th, 2010, in Slovakia, meeting with ladies. So this is just an open session, whatever you want to talk about. If you don't want to talk about anything, then we just go back to our room. So it's just whatever. Oh, there, is she translating? Okay.
But I speak Czech, not Slovak. I hope that I don't need a translation.
Oh, you're translating as a Czech.
But we understand. It's the same. Czech.
It's almost the same, right? You understand Czech?
Yes.
No problem.
Okay. And then if she says something wrong, you can fix it.
Okay.
And you also, Lalita Gopi. Can you understand Czech? Okay. So if she says something wrong, you can also fix it, okay? So anybody want to talk about anything? Or just
I have one question.
Yes.
I will say in Czech.
But you understand Slovak also, right? But you also understand Slovak?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm also Czech.
You're also Czech.
Že právě mluvila o tom, jak do jako griastá šramu dostávala věno nevěsta. A teď já to věno mám a dělá to mezi náma docela velký problémy. Prostě jako, že to jsou tvoje peníze, to jsou moje peníze a kup si to za svoje. A že to je velký problém. Tak odkud, pokud bychom měli jako když už to věno máme, tak odkud pokud to používat, jestli to mám utrácit a chodit za to nakupovat Bogu, nebo mi to opravdu má zůstat jako nějaká rezerva.
Tak si to
Wow.
Can you say that in English?
I can try.
Okay. But don't worry about the baby, Lalita.
She wants to nyam, eat because she started to eat rice, so I'm going to give her some rice.
Okay.
I will come back one minute.
That you were speaking about that the bride.
I don't know the language for what the wife gets.
Some money from parents.
Dowry.
And I got. And now we have problem that my husband is always like, this is my money, this is your money. If you want something, buy for your money. And where is the limit? Have I to buy Boga for Jagannath for this? Or it's like mine to be like a reserve for bad times or something like this.
Prabhupada says the dowry is the woman's inheritance.
Prabhupada říká, že věno je prostě to vlastnictví jako manželky.
And it's her emergency money.
Peníze, který potřebuje.
But you know, they didn't used to give money. They would give things.
Ale nedávali peníze, dávali věci.
So that makes it a little different.
A to dělá trochu rozdíl.
And now?
I don't know. It's not very psychologically good, I think. It's just my opinion to have my money and your money. But, you know, every couple has their own way to work these things out. Especially now many women are working. So now that women are earning money, sometimes there's different arrangements. Each couple has to have their own arrangement.
Jsou různý aranžmány, jak to páry řeší. Deva hot tea is asking if you want to cool it down.
No, hot tea is good. I don't think you can make some rule for everybody.
Já myslím, že nemůžeš udělat žádný pravidlo pro všechny.
But Prabhupada says the dowry money was for the woman to use if there was an emergency.
Že to věno jsou peníze pro ženu, když má potřebu.
He expects like this, but he want me to spend the money. But he expects this is yours, but always.
But it's just money.
A jsou to jenom peníze. Že chce, aby utrácela ty svoje peníze.
What about investing it?
A co kdyby se investovala?
Yeah, now we are going to buy this old house.
Teďka jdeme
koupit ten starý. It means that two quarters he will give, and this place we will live, we are going to live, And I will pay the third part where Maru Devi is living now. So this is my way how to spend the money to invest somewhere, and now we can maybe start like family. I have to say to have family money together, because I will have nothing.
Well, but then if you sell the house, then one third of the money would go to you.
Yes.
What I know one girl did.
One
devotee lady.
Co vím, tak jedna oddaná.
Because they were fighting, whose money is this?
Protože bojovali, čí to jsou peníze.
And I said, your relationship is more important than money.
A tak jsem mi říkala, váš vztah je důležitější než peníze.
I said, don't make it my money and your money.
Tak to nedělej jako moje peníze, tvoje peníze.
So they invested it.
A taky investovali.
And they're getting interest every month. And that interest is for the family.
A ten úrok je pro rodinu.
That interest is not my money, your money.
A ten úrok není jako moje peníze, tvoje peníze.
It's everybody's money.
Jsou to peníze všech.
And the principle, you understand? The
principle?
You understand principle and interest?
Principle? Interest? Yeah.
Do you understand principle?
Principle? No. In this?
In money.
In money.
Like in bank.
Yeah, if I have 100 euros, and I invest that,
I investu,
and then I get back 5 euros every month.
A dostávám zpátky 5 euro každý měsíc.
The 5 euros is interest.
5 euro je úrok.
And the 100 euros is the principal.
Základ.
So the principal is yours, but the interest could be for the family. But used to be the dowry was things like animals and gold and pots.
Byly hrnce a zvířata.
But it could be a house also.
A může to být taky dům.
And it's proper that my husband has everything, his own car, everything is his house, everything is his.
This is an individual family decision.
A je to individuální rozhodnutí.
Every family has to make their own decisions.
Každá rodina musí dělat své rozhodnutí.
But if you don't feel secure, then you need to say, my dear husband, I don't feel very safe.
Pak musíš říct, můj drahý muži, já se necítím moc jistě.
Anyway, relationships are more important than money.
Vztahy jsou víc důležitý než peníze.
Whatever money we're going to get, Krishna will give us. We don't have to worry.
Peníze, které potřebujeme, tak nám Krishna dá.
And if we're not meant to have money, Krishna will take it away.
A když jako nemáme mít peníze, tak je Krishna stejně vezme.
Don't worry so much about how will I have money, how will I be maintained.
Nemusíš se toho tak bát, jako jak dostanu peníze, jak se zajistím.
Krishna will take care of you.
Krishna takes care.
Krishna se o tebe postará.
And if he doesn't want you to take care, there's nothing you can do.
A když se o tebe nechce postarat, tak stejně nemůžeš nic udělat.
If Krishna wants you to be poor, he can take everything away in one second.
Když Krishna chce, abys byla chudá, tak může vzít všechno pryč v jedné sekundě.
So, I mean, we should be responsible with whatever Krishna gives us.
Měli bychom být zodpovědní za všechno, co nám Krishna dá.
But money is not our security. Krishna is our
ale
security.
Ale peníze nejsou naše security.
Ochrana.
Krishna je naše ochrana.
We all want security.
Všichni chceme ochranu.
That's because we're a soul.
Protože jsme duše.
And the soul is eternal.
A duše je věčná.
And can't be hurt.
A nemůže být zraněna.
So we're looking for that.
Tak to hledáme.
And we think we'll find that with a house and with money.
A myslíme si, že to najdeme tím, že budeme mít dům a peníze.
That will not give us the security we are
looking
for.
Ale to nám nedá ten pocit jistoty, co hledáme.
It's only remembering, I'm an eternal soul.
Je to jenom to vzpomínání, jsem věčná duše.
Nobody can hurt me.
Nikdo mi nemůže ublížit.
And as far as this body,
and
regarding this body,
a co se týče tohohle těla,
that's up to Krishna.
Tak to je na Krishnovi.
If he wants to give me a nice place to stay,
když mi chce dát hezký místo, kde můžu bydlet,
or if he wants me to stay on the street,
a nebo jestli chce, abych byl na ulici,
I can't really control that.
Pak nemůžu kontrolovat, to nemám pod kontrolou.
There can be an earthquake or a storm, and
může být zemětřesení nebo
goodbye house.
A nazdar doma.
There can be a war. Goodbye money in the bank.
Zbohem peníze, zbohem banku.
It happens to people.
Stává se to lidem.
It happens to devotees
stává
also.
Stává se to i onami.
Or Krishna can give you a lot.
A nebo ti Krishna může dát a lot or luck.
A lot.
Hodně.
I remember we were building a Gurukul building.
Pamatuju, že jsme stavěli budovu Gurukuly.
And the temple authority said they would help us raise the money.
A templové autority nám řekli, že nám pomůžou jako získat peníze.
But they didn't do anything.
Ale neudělali nic.
Worse than nothing.
Ve skutečnosti hůř než nic.
They took away some of the money.
Vzali některé peníze.
And they ruined our fundraising program. They told everybody not to come.
A všem řekli, aby nepřišli.
And then my husband got this letter.
A pak můj manžel dostal dopis.
That his great aunt had died.
Že jeho teta zemřela.
He had not seen her for 30 years.
On ji neviděl 30 let.
And she didn't like Krishna consciousness.
A ona neměla ráda Krishna vědomí.
She gave him $16,000.
A dala mu 16,000 dolarů.
And that's how we finished paying for the building.
A takhle jsme dokončili tu platbu za tu budovu.
First we got a box with a cup like this.
Napřed jsme dostali krabici s hrníčkem, jako je tenhle.
And we thought, oh, that's the inheritance.
A to jsme si mysleli, no, tak to je dědictví.
Mare Krishna Rake K, Rake Krishna Mare K. Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you.
Když tě chce Krishna zabít, tak tě nikdo nemůže ochránit, a když tě chce Krishna ochránit, tak tě nikdo nemůže zabít.
So if you want to be peaceful,
když chceš být v klidu,
let Krishna do whatever he wants with you.
Nech Krishna dělat s tebou, co chce.
And trust whatever he does is good.
A věř tomu, že cokoliv on dělá, je dobře.
Trust that he will give you security.
Mě tu důvěru, že ti dá ochranu.
Maybe not the way you think.
Možná ne tím způsobem, jak si myslíš.
Then you'll always be peaceful.
Tam budeš vždycky v klidu.
Don't ruin your relationships over money.
A nezničíš ten vztah kvůli penězům.
Money is not very important.
Peníze nejsou moc důležité.
Many rich people are unhappy. And many poor people are happy.
Hodně bohatých lidí je nešťastných a hodně chudých lidí je šťastných.
Okay. Whenever you worry about money,
kdykoliv se máš nějakou úzkost kvůli penězům,
just say Krishna will take care of everything I need.
Krishna se postará o všechno, co potřebuji.
In his own perfect way.
V jeho perfektním dokonalým způsobem.
And then you cross.
And it is that if we are, like in my case, I am thinking of this, how my husband take care of me and I don't care of these things. So, I don't know.
Try saying that again.
I don't know what is my point.
You don't know what is your point. How am I going to know what is your point?
In the position of wife, that if it is, she should trust to your husband. That
no.
My husband. Oh. But
why should you trust your husband?
Same time.
You trust Krishna. How can you trust your husband? He's just another jiva. How much power does he have? You can trust that your husband has good intentions. But even if he has bad intentions, your husband's not taking care of you. Krishna is taking care of you.
Not using my husband.
He can use your husband. He can use so many people. You don't say that to your husband. You're not taking care of me. Krishna's taking care of me. That's not your service to say that. Your service is to say, thank you for taking care of me. I don't know what I would do without you. That's your service. Just like it, even when your child is driving you crazy. Your service is to say, I love you, Gayatri. Even if you don't feel like that right now. That's your service. If you're depending on your husband, Lord Kapila Dev says that's like the hunter is singing to capture the deer. Your husband cannot take care of everything you need. Only Krishna can. Is that okay?
I have one question.
Sure.
I will say in Slovakian first, okay?
Okay, sure.
Takže já mám tohle větším taky problém, že když mám málo syna, tak prostě mám málo času na sebe. A vlastně já bývám až do velmi skorého večera, až do noci hore, do po 11. do 11. a nedokážem vstávat skoro ráno. A já tým pádem nemôžem skoro ráno čantovať a celý deň ťahám tú džapu až do večera a nedžapujem, vlastne mám dva kríke a proste cítim, že som stále v jednom bode, že sa nikam neposúvam, že necítim žiadne proste pocity šťastie pri čantovaní, nedokážem sa sústrediť a to je môj problém, že ako to mám riešiť.
You say it in English. That's too long for someone else to translate.
Okay. So this is my problem, that I have a small child, and I am...
Where are the children? Where is your child? Where are the children?
His father.
And Gayatri went with like Hashravanti, who has this Narayani, to feed the dog.
Oh, okay.
She was happy.
Oh, really? Okay. So I am till midnight away because I have to do a lot of things. We have a big house, big garden. And I have to cook, I have to take care of house and everything. So until midnight awake, and I can't wake up so early in the morning and make my japa. I'm feeling tired the whole day and I don't feel very well. So my problem is that I'm still stuck in one place, in one point, you know. I don't move, I don't make any advancement because my japa is wrong, you know. I have just a clicker, and I'm clicking the whole day, 16 rounds.
Well, that's at least you are chanting 16.
I'm trying to chant 16 rounds every day.
At least you are doing. That's something. Krishna sees that.
A Krishna to vidí. To je něco.
Why do you like to stay up until midnight?
Because I have to go
home do půlnoci.
But just time is time. Time, it doesn't change. If you went to bed at 9 and woke up 3 hours later, what would be the difference?
A když půjdeš do postele v 9 a zbudíš se 3 hodiny později, co, jaký bude rozdíl?
If you just switched, if you just moved your,
když to jenom posunuš,
instead of from midnight till 6,
od půlnoci do 6,
if you did from 9 to 3, what would be the difference?
Od 9 do 3, jaký,
with getting jaký, things done.
Jaký bude rozdíl v tom, abys všechno stihla?
I cannot sleep properly if I know that in the kitchen is the bomb, you know, after bomb.
No, když je v kuchyni nepořádek.
And, no, the clothes is in the wash machine. And
a prádlo je v pračce.
Have you talked to Krishna about this?
Říkala jsem o tom Krishnovi?
Sounds like not.
I'm not talking to Krishna.
Já s Krishnou nemluvím.
Why not?
Proč ne?
He's your company president.
He's your
company president.
Je to tvůj ředitel společnosti.
All these jobs you're doing, he's asked you to do.
Všechny ty práce, co děláš, tak on je ten, kdo tě o ně žádá.
Have you told him there's a problem?
Řekla jsem, že je s tím problém.
Might help.
To může pomoct.
Ask him.
Co ty jsi?
Hey Krishna, I have to do this.
Krishna, musím dělat tohle.
And I want to wake up early and
chant.
I can't feel like I have to.
Ale necítím, že už to můžu dělat.
Now, of course, if you wake up early and chant your rounds nicely. If you do wake up early and chant your rounds nicely.
Když vstaneš a chantuješ své kola.
You'll actually have more time during the day.
Máš potom přes den víc času.
And you might be able to get everything done by 9 at night.
A můžeš mít všechno hotové do 9 večer.
Do you have to get everything done perfectly?
Musíš udělat všechno dokonale?
Are you a get everything done perfectly kind of person?
Jsi ten typ osoby, co musí mít všechno dokonale? Jo.
But my japa is not perfect.
Mm.
So most important thing is not perfect.
Takže ta nejdůležitější věc není dokonalá.
So less important things are perfect than most important things.
Důležitý věci jsou dokonalejší než ty důležitější.
You may want to give a new definition of perfect.
Možná bys si měl ustanovit novou definici toho, co je dokonalý.
For some of your other jobs.
Pro tvoje jiné zaměstnání.
There's only some things in life that we can do to a very high level of quality all the time.
Je jenom málo věcí, které v životě můžeme dělat jako hodně kvalitně celou dobu.
So let's say you have all these things that you do.
Řekněme, že to jsou všechny ty věci, co musíš udělat.
Some of them you can do to a very high level of quality.
Některé můžeš dělat hodně kvalitně.
All the time.
Celou dobu.
Some of them you just get it done.
Některé prostě jenom uděláš.
And some of them sometimes it's medium level of quality, sometimes high level.
A některé prostě jsou jenom střední kvalita, někdy vysoká kvalita, jak to uděláš.
Nobody can do everything to a high level of quality all the time.
Nikdo nedělá všechno tou nejvyšší kvalitou celou dobu.
Impossible.
To je nemožné.
Unless you only have 3 things to get done in one day.
Pokud nemáš jenom 3 věci, které musíš za den udělat.
And then you have to decide which am I going to have in which area.
Do které oblasti je zařadíš ty věci.
So it sounds like your rounds are over here.
Tak to vypadá, že tvoje kola jsou někde tady v té oblasti.
I'll just get them done.
Prostě jenom udělat.
So if you want to move your rounds up to here.
A když chceš posunout ty kola do toho vyššího, do té vyšší úrovně.
You're going to have to take something out of there.
Musíš vzít něco tam odsud.
And move it down to there.
A posunout to dolů.
We all have to do that.
Všichni to musíme dělat.
Everybody.
Každý.
No jiva can do everything perfectly.
Žádná jiva nemůže dělat všechno dokonale.
to a high standard of material quality all the time. No, no jinu.
Na vysoký úrovni kvality, materiální kvality celou dobu.
I mean, unless you don't have much work.
No, pokud ovšem nemáš jako málo práce.
Yeah, if you can hire servants.
Nebo když máš služebníky. To by bylo jednodušší.
Maybe.
Možná.
Then you might find more things to do.
Možná bys našla víc věcí, které můžeš dělat.
Just like where I was in Modra, they have many helpers.
Like?
Modra.
In Modra. They have many people helping.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is helping with the baby, somebody is helping with the cooking, somebody is helping with the cleaning.
Někdo pomáhá s vařením, někdo pomáhá s uklidem.
I mean, if you look at people who traditionally grow their own food and wash their own clothes, they all have servants.
Tradičně, když se podíváš na ty lidi, co si sami pěstují zeleninu a sami si perou, tak co?
Servants. In modern society, we have washing machines and
moderní společnosti,
cars, dishwashers,
auta a mašiny na umývání nádobí.
And you can also see whether you're doing something that's wasting time.
Taky se můžeš podívat na to, jestli neděláš něco, co s čím ztrácíš čas.
Probably you are.
Pravděpodobně jo.
But we also need recreation.
Ale potřebujeme taky recreation, like to
trošku si tak oddych.
Relaxation, fun, chill out.
Prostě si oddechnout.
Even Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
Dokonce Krishna to říká v Bhagavad Gita.
One who's temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, working, and recreation can mitigate all pains by practicing the yoga system.
Ten, který je usměrný, který má vážný jesení, jezení, spaní,
odbrání a zvěstí.
Odpočinku.
It's in the sixth chapter. So we also need time for relaxation and play and fun.
Taky potřebujeme čas na relaxaci a na hraní, na to, aby jsme se pobavili.
We actually need that.
Ve skutečnosti to potřebujeme.
If you don't allow yourself to do that,
když si nedovolíš tohle dělat,
you will do it anyway.
Budeš to stejně dělat.
But it may be a way that's not helpful for you.
Ale možná způsobem, který ti nepomůže.
So the best thing is to be honest.
Takže nejlepší je být upřímný.
That you need that,
že to potřebuješ,
and plan for it.
A plánovat to.
That may also be sucking your time and energy away from your job.
Tak by to může brát ta čas a energii z tvojí job.
You could also regulate it.
A můžeš to taky regulovat.
If there's something fun that you like to do.
Když je něco zábavného, co ráda děláš.
Say, I can do that after I have finished 16 attentive rounds.
Tak já to budu dělat, až dokončím 16 pozorných kol.
That works very well.
A to funguje velice dobře.
You take a vow.
Uděláš ten slib.
For the next 2 weeks.
Že na další 2 týdny, po další 2 týdny.
I will do this thing I enjoy.
Budu dělat tu věc, která mě baví.
After I finish 16 attentive.
Potom, co dokončím 16 pozorných kol.
I also suggest you talk to Krishna.
A taky ti navrhuji, aby si promluvila s Krishnou.
He's very clever.
A je moc chytrý.
He may figure out a solution.
On může přijít na nějaké řešení.
Is that alright?
Yes.
Je to v pořádku. Thank you. Někdo další?
I talked to Meru Devi to talk us last year about these natural birds, hypnobirds. By the way, I found a book, Slovak.
Oh, good, good, good.
So I have this, and this is most of us are planning children, and if you can talk about something about this.
You have to actually work with somebody who can teach you.
Skutečnosti musíš dělat s někým, kdo tě může učit.
So if you found a book, that's a good start.
Takže když najdeš tu knížku, tak když si našla tu knížku, tak to je dobrý začátek.
If I teach you now, you'll just forget.
Když tě to teďka naučím, tak to jenom zapomeneš.
Because at Slovakia, we have no these courses, nothing.
Na Slovensku tyhle kurzy nejsou.
To je velmi také, protože nepřijazný.
No, that we here, there are no, don't know about this.
You might be able to get some courses that you can buy through the internet.
Možná můžete získat nějaký kurz přes internet na DVDčku.
There was just this breathing and something.
But you actually found on hypnobirthing.
Yeah, yeah. Pro těch, co nevíte, je to prostě způsob porodu, jako přirozený způsob porodu, kde bez bolesti žena porodí tím, že se zbaví strachu a prostě sa ponorí do určité takého hypnotického, ale nie takého, prostě takého mierného stavu. It's just all that this is without pain.
I know you can get some courses over the internet.
A vím, že můžete získat nějaké kurzy přes internet.
Of course they're in English.
Samozřejmě jsou v angličtině.
But if you want to have this nice delivery of baby, but then you have to be in this meditation for a whole pregnancy, no?
That would be interesting.
I
would suggest
even without pregnancy.
I would suggest that you start practicing by 7 months pregnant.
By
7 months pregnant, you should start practicing.
Že navrhuji, abys začala praktikovat, když jsi v 7 měsíci.
Mm-hmm. Practice every day for at least 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Praktikovat každý den, aspoň 20 minut.
But then, if you want to have a natural birth,
you should plan.
You should plan.
Definitely.
Když chci mít ten přirozený plán, tak bys měl plán.
Study. Do some study and some research.
Studovat a dělat nějaký výzkumy.
Don't just trust the doctors.
It's
better to not go to a doctor for a whole pregnancy.
No, you go to do they have any midwives in this country?
Máte nějaký porodní báby?
No. We have midwives, but it is illegal if you will arrange your home birth and he will be in your home.
I had illegal midwife.
But this illegal.
Já jsem taky nelegální.
She will lose her license if she will be at home birth.
Does she work in the hospital?
Not hospital. She is like a private person, not like hospital.
Well, how can she practice and keep her license? Where does she practice?
She has these courses, these midwives. So.
But she did it in different states, in different countries, these courses.
Yeah. But how can she practice in this country? Can she practice at all?
Yeah, because women wants to have a natural birth.
So where can the midwife practice in this country and be legal?
Maybe, I read that some girls, women took the midwife to the hospital, but the doctors was not very positive. So it is quite in.
Anyway, I had an illegal midwife come to my home.
Ke mně přišla taky někdo nezákonně.
Pro nás to je nezákonné prostě mať porodnou bábu a tak, bo jsou z kostom.
First baby I had a doctor come to the house.
Při prvním dítěti přišel doktor.
Second baby I had a legal midwife come to the house.
Při druhém porodu přišla jako legálně porodní bába.
Third baby I had an illegal midwife.
A při třetím porodu přišla nelegálně porodní bába.
Most of my grandchildren were born with illegal midwives.
Většina mých vnoučat se narodili díky nelegální porodní matce, která přišla do domu.
Some of my grandchildren I delivered.
Některý vnoučata jsem porodila já.
Three of my four granddaughters I delivered.
Tři z mých čtyř vnuček. Nobody else. Then I have a question.
Okay.
There are not so many, but there are some women which don't plan to have a child, or they cannot have a child. And I see that it is my case. I never had this desire to have a child. But
are you married?
I live with somebody, but I'm not married. And Tota Gopinath, he doesn't plan to have children, he doesn't want, he has already, and for him it's over. But now I see that this is the most natural occupation for a woman for 24 hours a day. And then you must think what else you can do, which is such a great sacrifice, you know, that you feel like useful, or I don't know how to say. So, what to do with that?
Přeložte to tohle tak.
Že jsou ženy, které nechtějí nebo nemůžou mít děti. A prostě, že mít dítě je pro ženské tělo jako to nejpřirozenější zaměstnání, 24 hodin denně, a pak prostě nepřemýšlíš, co udělat, tak, a je to prostě obrovská oběť, tak co můžeš prostě udělat jiného tak velkého, jako mít dítě, když ho nemůžeš mít.
I can only answer you according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
Ti můžu odpovědět jenom podle Guru a Sadhu a Shastry.
You should get married and you should have children.
Měla by se vzdát a mít děti. Měla se vzdát a mít děti.
Krishna says that direct.
Krishna to říká přímo.
Women should get married and have children.
Žena by se měla dát a mít děti.
I mean, of course, if Krishna doesn't send you any children.
Samozřejmě, když Krishna ti nepošle žádné děti.
That's another thing.
Tak to je jiná věc.
Many women like that, they become teachers.
Takové ženy se stávají učitelé.
That they work with children in some other way.
Že pracují s dětmi jiným způsobem.
Some of them adopt children.
Někteří adoptují děti.
The Krishna says you should do the work according to our nature.
A Krishna říká, že máme dělat práci, která souvisí s naší povahou.
Don't do the work of someone else's.
Nedělej práci, která souvisí s povahou někoho jiného.
Even if you think you can do it perfectly.
I když si myslíš, že to uděláš dokonale.
I can just say what he says. In a normal society, nobody would even ask this question.
V normální společnosti by se tuhle otázku ani nikdo nezeptal.
In a normal society, a woman would not say, "I don't want children."
V normální společnosti by žena neřekla, já nechci děti.
And no man would say, "I'm going to live with you, but I'm not going to marry you, and I'm not going to give you children."
A žádný muž by neřekl, já si tě nevezmu a nebudeme mít děti.
That is not normal.
To není normální.
The woman has to say, if you want to live with me, you have to marry me.
Žena měla říct, když chceš se mnou žít, tak si mě musíš vzít.
Or else I'm not going to live with you.
Nebo jinak s tebou nebudu žít.
That's what women have been saying for thousands of years.
To je to, co ženy říkali po tisíce let.
Or at least their father has been saying.
Nebo aspoň jejich otec.
Do you want to live with my daughter? You have to marry her.
Chceš žít s mojí dcerou, tak si musíš žít.
And everybody understood. You marry somebody, you're having children.
A všichni to tak brali, prostě se oženíš, tak máš, a dáš, máš děti.
No, this is not, do I want children, do I not want
children? Jako, chci děti, nechci děti.
It's very unbiological.
Je to velice nebiologické.
The whole discussion is very strange.
Celá diskuze je taková divná.
I mean, unless you're talking very, very advanced devotees like Jayadev Goswami.
Pokud nemluvíme o Dhani, hodně pokročili jako Jayadev Goswami.
Yeah, he didn't want to get married.
On se nechtěl oženit.
And Lord Jagannath personally told him to get married.
A pan Jagannath osobně mu řekl, aby se neženil.
But his wife, he said, my wife is like my brahmachari assistant.
A moje žena je jako můj brahmachari assistant.
They never really had a grahasta life.
Oni ve skutečnosti nikdy neměli grahasta život.
So if you are at the level of Jayadev Goswami,
tak
there is no problem.
Jayadeva Goswamiho, tak co?
Tak potom není problém.
Then you can have a very different kind of life.
Tak můžete mít úplně jiný druh života.
They were like vanaprastas.
Oni byli jako vanaprastas.
They were not really grahastas.
Oni byli skutečně grahastas.
Sorry.
Promiň.
This artificial society doesn't work very well.
Tato umělá společnost nefunguje velice dobře.
People are not very happy.
Lidi nejsou moc šťastní.
It's not even in line with biology.
Není to ani v linii s biologií.
Biology. People should be married by the time they're 20. People should be married.
Podle z biologického hlediska by měli být jako do 20.
20.
Když jim 20, tak by měli se oženit.
That's biology.
To je prostě biologie.
And the most natural thing for a married couple to do is to have children.
A to nejpřirozenější věc pro sezdaný pár je mít děti.
What you say?
Ne, co říct.
People are thinking, oh, children are a lot of trouble.
Lidi si myslí, že děti je znamená spousta starostí.
Material life is a lot of trouble.
Materiální život je hodně starost.
Whether you have children or you don't have children,
ať
life is a lot of trouble.
Nebo nemáš, život je hodně starost.
However much trouble we're going to have, we're going to have.
Kolik problémů máme mít, tolik jich budeme mít.
If I follow Shastra, I will not have more trouble.
Když budu následovat Shastru, tak nebudu mít víc problémů.
People think like that. If I follow the Shastra, then I will have more trouble.
Lidi si myslí, že když budu následovat Shastru, tak budu mít víc problémů.
I know better.
Já to vím líp.
I'm sorry, that probably wasn't the answer you wanted.
Pro mě to byla odpověď, kterou si chtěla.
When Prabhupada was here,
když Prabhupada byl tady,
especially in the beginning of ISKCON, when Prabhupada was directly managing things,
zvlášť na začátku ISKCONu, Prabhupada osobně tady ty věci
organizoval. When ISKCON was still small,
když ISKCON byl ještě hodně malý,
Prabhupada encouraged his disciples to get married and have children.
Prabhupada pozbuzoval své žáky, aby se oženili.
And at that time, that was very normal.
A v té době to bylo velice normální.
Even in the outside society, that was normal.
I v okolní společnosti to bylo normální.
Now in the outside society, that is abnormal.
Dnes je to v vnější společnosti nenormální, abnormální.
So the influence of the outside society has come into ISKCON and we think it is Krishna consciousness.
Takže ten vliv vnějšího světa přišel do ISKCONu a my si and we
say, oh, this is Krishna consciousness.
A my říkáme, no, to je Krishna věda.
But it's not coming from the Shastra, it's coming from the materialistic society.
Ale to nepochází ze Shastry, ale z materiální společnosti.
Anything else?
That in our grihastha lives, according to my understanding, that the sexual life is also the part of our needs, and it is somehow regulated when we have children and these things. And I am thinking that what we will do if we don't have children, and still the husband has a desire to have sex.
And that's right. You want to translate that?
Že ako grihastovia prirodzenie, že sexuálny život je súčasťou našich potrieb a že je to nejako regulované, keď akože chceme mať deti a tak ďalej. Ale že čo s ním budeme robiť, keď už vlastne nechceme mať deti.
What do you think is the answer according to Shastra?
A co si myslíš, že jaká je odpoveď podľa Shastry?
What do you think Prabhupada would answer?
Co myslíš, že by Prabhupada
řekl? That we should stop.
To som mňa prestať.
Artificially?
Mm-hmm. And this
yeah.
is not possible.
Prabhupada said anything artificial is not good.
Prabhupada
talked about stopping sex life through strong advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada povedal, že zastaviť sexuálny život, keď je niekto silne pokročilý v Krishna vedomí.
He said anything artificial is not good.
Cokoliv umělýho není dobrý.
Krishna is the absolute truth.
Krishna je absolutní pravda.
If you do something that's false,
když děláš něco,
how can you approach the truth?
Ano, že to není správné.
Jak se můžeš přiblížit pravdě?
So what do you think the Shastra would say?
Co myslíš, že by řekla Shastra?
Then, produce children.
Yes.
Měj děti, ano.
It's very simple.
Je to velice jednoduché.
It is really very simple.
And what will I do if I will have 10 children?
Then you will take care of 10 children.
Tak se budeš starat o 10 dětí.
Bhaktivinoda had 10 children.
Bhaktivinoda měl 10 dětí.
I'm not sure how many children Prabhupada had. Something like that, 10 or 12
children.
And Prabhupada and his wife had, I'm not sure, maybe 8 or 10, but they didn't all live. Only 5 of them lived.
Že Prabhupádova manželka tiež mala 7 alebo 8 alebo tak veľa detí, ale že len how much? 5 nejako žili, prežili, alebo proste mala potom.
Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi had what? 11 children.
Mishra a Sachi Devi měli 11 dětí.
9 of them died.
9 zemřelo.
11 children.
So that used to be how everybody lived. Again, that used to be normal. Now we think it's strange. But actually, to have only one or two children is very strange.
Oh, in skutečnosti mít jedno nebo dvě děti je divné.
Oh my God, that is kind.
Again, I'm sorry.
Zase je mi líto.
I'm very conservative.
Já jsem hodně konzervativní.
If you don't have faith in the Shastra, you can't even take up Vaidhi Bhakti.
Tak nemůžete přijmout Vaidhi Bhakti.
But you speak of higher levels of Bhakti.
Co říct o vyšších úrovních? Vaidhi Bhakti. To jsou ty pravidla. She is asking what is Vaidhi Bhakti.
You should read the Nectar of Devotion.
Měla bys číst Nektar oddanosti.
Vaidhi Bhakti is Bhakti that you're doing because you're following the rules.
Vaidhi Bhakti je Bhakti, kterou děláš tím, že následuješ pravidla.
Raganuga Bhakti is Bhakti you're doing because you love Krishna.
Raganuga Bhakti děláš Bhakti, protože miluješ Krishna.
So everyone has to start out, generally, that we're following the rules. When we begin, usually we're just following the rules. It's not because we're just in love with Krishna.
Když začínáme, tak je to proto, že tím, že následujeme pravidla.
So why we follow the rules?
A proč následujeme pravidla?
That means you have to have faith in the rule book.
Znamená, že musíš mít víru
zákonník.
So Rupa Goswami says that the qualification for taking up Vaidhi Bhakti is how much faith you have in the scriptures.
Oh, Rupa Goswami říká, že
the qualification for taking up Vaidhi Bhakti,
Vaidhi Bhakti
is how much faith you have in the scriptures.
Je kolik víry máš v písma.
So you think if I have 10 children, then I will suffer.
Si myslí, že když budeš mít 10 dětí, tak budu trpět.
However much we're going to suffer, we're going to suffer.
Jakkoliv máme trpět, budeme prostě trpět.
That's already predestined.
To už je určený.
How much we're going to be happy, how much we're going to suffer materially.
Kolik si budeme materiálně užívat a kolik budeme trpět.
I think the main question is how to maintain children. I feel like that. If I want to have more children, I will think how I'm going to maintain.
Well, Prabhupada did say that if you can't maintain children, you shouldn't have them.
Prabhupada říkal, Mataji se ptala, že pro ní jako je nejdůležitější, jak ty děti potom uživí. A Mila říká, Prabhupada říkal, když je nemůžeš uživit, tak je neměj.
But Prabhupada was very surprised when people said they couldn't maintain children.
A Prabhupada byl hodně překvapený, když lidi říkali, že nemůžou.
When Prabhupada first came to America,
když Prabhupada přijel poprvé do Ameriky,
he asked one woman, why didn't you, one Indian lady, why haven't you gotten your son married?
Zeptal se jedné indické paní, proč si neuženila svého syna.
She said, I have no objection if he can maintain a wife.
A ona říká, já nemám žádný námitky, když dokáže uživit svou ženu.
Prabhupada was very surprised.
A Prabhupada byl překvapený.
It's such a big job to maintain.
To je takový problém, uživit ženu.
And many devotees would say, Prabhupada, it's so difficult to maintain children.
A spoustu lidí by řekl, Prabhupada, to je tak těžký uživit děti. A tak on říkal, tak neměj hodně děti.
The places where Prabhupada would say, only have one or two children.
To je ten moment, kdy by Prabhupada řekl, měj jedno nebo dvě děti.
Is it people said, I can't maintain them?
Bylo, když to bylo v tom případě, když je říkali, že je nemůžou uživit.
Why is it such a big job to maintain children?
Proč je to takový problém uživit děti?
Have a garden.
Měj zahradu.
You can buy used clothing.
Můžeš koupit použitý oblečení.
Buy clothing from India.
Nebo koupíš oblečení v Indii.
You don't have to take them to music lessons and dancing lessons.
Nemusíš je přihlásit na hodiny hudby a tance.
We never spent that much money maintaining
our children. Nikdy jsme neutratili tolik peněz jako za děti.
And by the time they were 4 or 5, they were helping around the house.
A když jim bylo 4 nebo 5 let, tak už pomáhali okolo domu.
By the time they were teenagers, they were helping our business.
A když byli teenageři, tak they were helping. Tak jo, že už pomáhali prostě s obchodem.
They contributed much more to the family than they were taking.
Že přispívali do rodiny mnohem víc, než aby brali.
I mean, my son and his wife have 7 children.
Můj syn a jeho žena mají 7 dětí.
They're not rich.
A nejsou bohatí.
They do have to have a big car.
My veliký auto.
So they definitely they can't do a lot of traveling.
Yes.
So definitely traveling is not, traveling would be very expensive.
Cestování je hodně drahý.
Same as when he's telling, if you want to watch it, then forget traveling to India every year or something.
Můžu říkat, jestli chceš víc děti, tak zapomeň, že budeme jezdit do Indie. A to je taky pravda.
I mean, my daughter-in-law travels sometimes, more than my son.
Moje dcera někdy cestuje víc než můj syn.
She'll just take maybe two of the children with her.
A že bere třeba jenom dvě děti.
Other things that's expensive. I mean, there's and they do all their own cooking.
A vaří si sami.
So they did spend a lot on having a nice kitchen.
Takže se hodně utratili za pěknou kuchyni.
Yeah, we are also seven brothers and sisters. Yeah. So much cooking.
Yeah, they definitely.
This for sure.
They definitely the kitchen is a very nice part of their house.
Jo, že kuchyně je jako velice pěkná část jejich domu.
And then clothes, you know, the older children give the clothes down to the younger.
No, oblečení prostě se dědí.
Everything from school.
Yeah, exactly. It's not really that expensive.
Ve skutečnosti to není tak drahé.
And the older children help.
A starší děti pomáhají.
Their two older children do a lot of the cooking.
A starší děti vaří.
Yeah, same thing happened in my house. My older sister used to take care of us and everything.
Yes, exactly. The older children help with the younger children.
Starší děti pomáhají s mladšími dětmi.
I mean, they're not rich.
Da, oni nejsou bohatí.
They're not poor, but
a
they're not rich.
A taky nejsou chudí, ale nejsou rozhodně bohatí.
Tady, in Czech and in Slovak is such state. How to say? Že tady je takový program sociální, že je spousta rodin, hlavně romských, že je z toho, že mají hodně dětí a tím se celý život živí, protože dostávají přídavky na ty děti a to je živí celý život.
A to je such a lot of especially this gypsy families, that they can maintain themselves because they get from government for the children. It's
money. Well, many European countries now.
Supposed to
because women are not having children anymore.
Protože ženy už nemají děti.
So they're now paying you money if you have children.
Teď už ti za to platí, abys měla děti.
Like Italy, nobody's having children.
Jako v Itálii, tam nikdo nemá děti.
Pretty soon there won't be any Italians anymore.
Brzo už nebudou žádný Italové.
Seriously.
Vážně.
You know who's having a lot of children.
Víte, kdo má hodně dětí?
Ne,
Čína.
Different problem.
Now in China they have a different problem.
Yeah. Turkish.
Because in China they would force the women only to have one child.
Jo, v Číně nutí ženy, aby měla jenom jedno dítě.
So you have now two or three generations of people.
Že máte teďka dvě až tři generace lidí.
Where there's no brothers and sisters.
Kde nemáte žádný bratry a sestry.
There's no aunts and uncles.
Nejsou žádný tety a strýcové.
There's no cousins.
A nejsou žádný
bratranci.
For about three generations.
To už je teďka po tři generace.
They've completely destroyed family.
Úplně zničili rodinu.
But you know who's having a lot of children?
Ale teď kdo má hodně dětí?
Do you know who's having a lot of children in the
Muslims.
World?
Muslims. Muslims. In India they have 11, 13. It's normal.
In Europe also.
V Evropě taky má 11, 13 dětí.
Pretty soon Europe is going to become Muslim.
Brzo bude Evropa.
Yeah, see, I think their motive. That's what
of course it is their motive.
Yeah.
Samozřejmě to je jejich jako motivace.
They're very intelligent.
Jsou moc chytrý, pokud chtějí.
So we should also have
největší
it would be it would be smart. We are in ISKCON we don't produce children.
V ISKCONu nemáme děti.
I see so many grahastas, they have no children.
Znám tolik grahastů, který nemá žádný děti.
Yes.
Tím si myslím, že to je moje.
Or they have no children, they have one child.
A teď.
So many devotees.
Tolik odaných. Tolik odaných jako bez dětí.
Oni si totiž myslí, že to má já, že je lepší zaměstnat se ve službě, než běhat kolem dětí.
And it's, can I say this? It's not that they're all celibate.
A to není jako, že nežijou všichni v celibátu.
Hare Krishna. And some of them that are celibate, it's very artificial.
A ty, co žijou v celibátu, tak je to umění.
They're not happy.
Nejsou šťastní.
And sometimes after a while they go find some other husband or some other wife.
A potom prostě za čas si najdou jinou ženu nebo jinou manžela.
I mean, I don't like to say this, but that's the
já,
truth.
Jako nechci se mi to říkat, ale tak to je, to pravda.
But well, that's very Krishna conscious.
Ale to je velice vědomí si Krishna.
It's very Vedic.
Je to velice vědecký.
What to say?
Co mám říct?
And then people wonder, why am I having so much difficulty making advancement in Krishna consciousness?
A pak se lidi ví, proč je to takový problém, abych udělal pokrok v vědomí Krishna.
Also in ISKCON, people are getting married later and later.
No, v ISKCONu se lidi žení a vdávají jako v pozdějším a pozdějším věku.
Prabhupada said, don't. He said, you should get married before you're 30.
Prabhupada říkal, že se měl ženit před tím, než je 30.
He said, for the woman, oldest should be 16 and the man, oldest should be 24.
Říkal se, že ženě by měl být maximálně 16 a muži 24.
And we're getting married at 35,
38.
I'm
31.
Very common. Even 40s.
Yeah.
45
also.
Even 40s. So this is an imitation of the outside society.
To je napodobování té vnější společnosti.
And we're preaching to people, stay brahmachari as long as you can.
A my kážeme lidem, zůstaň brahmachari, jak jenom můžeš.
This is not Vedic.
To není vědecký.
At all.
Vůbec.
Not even a little bit.
Ani trochu.
Vedic is get married young.
Vědecký je ženit se mladý.
Have your babies.
Máte děti.
When you're young.
Když jste mladý.
And then you can renounce when you're older.
A pak se můžete odříkat, když jste starý.
Not you try to renounce when you're young.
Ne, zkoušet odříkat, když jste mladý.
And then you get married and have your babies when you're older.
A mít děti, když jste starý.
But most of us came from such society and
yes.
We needed.
Ale spousta z nás přišlo z takové společnosti
a
potřebovali jsme víc
vejít.
Ale Prabhupada to nedělá.
He didn't do that.
On to nedělal.
He didn't say people should be devotees 2-3 years before they get married. He didn't do that.
Prabhupada neříkal lidem, buďte 2-3 roky odaný, než se oženíte.
That did not come from Srila Prabhupada.
To nepochází ze Srila Prabhupada.
It came from other people.
To pochází od jiných lidí.
Maybe they had another motive.
Možná měli jinou motivaci.
And labor.
And
when you're young,
you can
work hard.
Tak můžeš tvrdě pracovat.
You have all that energy.
Máš plnou energii.
Can I ask another question?
Můžeš si ta další otázka?
Yes.
Jasně.
We are living very far from temple.
Žijeme daleko od
temple.
That is where.
There is not any other devotees.
A tam nejsou žádný jiný oddaný okolo.
And we don't have any association.
A nemáme žádnou společnost.
Is that a big problem?
Je to velký problém.
Do you have a computer?
Máš počítač?
Do you have internet?
Máš internet?
There you go.
Tak. To je šance.
So now all over the world,
teď všude po celém světě,
you can go to a morning program over the internet.
Můžeš jít na ranní program přes internet.
Many.
Spoustu.
You can choose which temple.
Můžeš si vybrat, do kterého templu chceš.
You can even go to 3 different temples every day.
Můžeš jít dokonce do 3 různých.
You can go to Mangalartik in one temple.
Chrámu v jeden den.
And Guru Puja in another temple.
Můžeš jít na Mangala do jednoho chrámu, na Guru Puja do
jiného. Bhagavatam class in another temple.
A Mangala tam lekce v jiném chrámu.
In many temples.
Po spoustě chrámů.
You can even type in a question to the Bhagavatam class.
Můžeš během lekce z Bhagavatam napsat, poslat svoji otázku.
When I give class in Soho Street in
když
London,
lekce v Soho Street v Londýně,
they come give me questions that people sent in over the internet.
Přinášejí otázky, které poslali lidi přes internet.
And you know, their class starts at about 7:45 in London.
A jejich lekce začíná 7:45 v Londýně.
That's 8:45 here.
To je 8:45 tady.
So if you go to Mangalarchi in London, that's an hour later.
Takže když jdeš na Mangala v Londýně, tak je to hodinu později.
You can still stay up at least until 10 o'clock at night.
Takže můžeš pořád ještě zůstat zhůru do desíti.
And you can attend Mangalarchi in London.
A můžeš jít na Mangala v Londýně.
But I'm very serious.
Myslím vážně.
For a while I was living in nearby a very, very small temple.
Nějakou dobu jsem bydlela.
So I would listen to the classes from other temples.
Poslouchali jsme lekce z jiných chrámů.
And when you're listening when it's live,
a když posloucháš, když je to jako naživo,
instead of a recording,
když to není nahrávka,
I don't know exactly why.
Nevím proč.
But you really feel that you're there.
Ale fakt se cítíš, že jsi tam.
You feel like you're part of that community.
Ale cítíš, že jsi součást
komunity. I did that for years.
A dělal jsem to po léta.
And it helped me a lot.
A hodně mi to pomohlo.
And you can also make devotees.
Taky tak můžeš dělat oddaný.
Preach.
Kázeň. Já nejsem tak pokročila.
How advanced do you have to be?
Jak moc musíš být pokročila?
I don't know. The day after I moved into the ashram, I was out preaching.
Den potom, co jsem se přestěhovala do ashram, tak jsem začala kázat.
Prabhupada had the brand new devotees go out preaching.
Prabhupada měl úplně z brusu nový oddaný, který chodili kázat.
Preaching will help you to become advanced.
Kázání ti pomáhá se stát pokročilým.
Make some devotees.
Udělej nějaký oddaný.
Maybe that's why Krishna put you there.
Možná proto ti tam Krishna dal.
Have some programs, invite people.
Udělej programy a pozvi lidi.
Strain your brain. How can I make some of the local people into devotees?
Namáhej si trochu hlavu, jak můžu ty místní lidi přivést na program.
Many devotees do that.
Spoustu odaných to dělá.
They start their own temple.
Začínají svůj vlastní chrám.
Make it better than all the other temples in Slovakia. Make it the best temple.
Možná lepší než tady na Slovensku. Možná nejlepší.
Why not?
Proč ne?
To think, why did Krishna send me here?
Proč tě tam Krishna poslal?
What does he want me to do here?
Co chce, abych tady dělala?
I don't have so big trust in myself.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have any trust in yourself.
Sebe sama. Neměla bys mít víru.
You're not doing it.
To nejseš ty, kdo to dělá.
Krishna's doing it.
Krishna to dělá.
Prabhupada's doing it. You're not.
Prabhupada to dělá, ne ty.
You're just an instrument.
Ty jsi jenom nástroj.
Let Krishna use you.
Tak nech dovol Krishnovi, aby tě použil.
You don't have to trust yourself.
Nemusíš věřit sama v sebe.
I'm sure that you are more advanced than the early devotees in 1966 were.
Já jsem si jistá, že jsi víc pokročila než ty oddaný na začátku v 68. Tam.
And they were starting temples and preaching.
A oni otvírali chrámy a dělali kázání.
They didn't know anything.
A nevěděli nic.
I mean, you think about the first temple that was started by a devotee, not Prabhupada.
No, ten první chrám, který otevřel oddaný, ne Prabhupada.
Was Mukunda started in San Francisco.
Byl Mukunda, který otevřel chrám San Francisco.
And he writes about it. He wasn't even so serious.
Že ani nebyl tak vážný.
He didn't even go there to start a temple.
On tam ani nešel.
He went there because he was a musician.
On tam nešel, aby otevřel chrám, ale protože byl muzikant.
He just started talking to people about Prabhupada.
Začal mluvit s lidmi o Prabhupádovi a aby zpívali Hare Krishna.
And Prabhupada gets off the plane and there's 50 people chanting Hare Krishna.
A Prabhupada vystoupil z letadla, tam bylo 50 lidí, co zpívali Hare Krishna.
And he was a married man and he said that he wasn't even so serious.
On byl ženatý, ale říkal, že nebyl ani tak vážný, nemyslel to tak vážně.
Prabhupada didn't tell him to go do that, he just did it.
Prabhupada mu neřekl, aby to udělal, on to prostě jenom udělal.
Was this okay?
Bylo to v pořádku?
You don't have to think. It's not that my Krishna consciousness is dependent on going to India every year.
Nemusíte si myslet, že moje vědomí Krišny závisí na tom, jestli pojedu každý rok do Indie.
My Krishna consciousness is dependent on do I please Krishna.
Moje vědomí Krišny závisí na tom, jestli potěším Krišnu.
Not do I do this service or that service.
Ne, jestli budu dělat tuhle službu nebo tuhle službu.
Is Krishna happy?
Je Krišna šťastný?
And Krishna says you should do your own service, not other people's.
Měl by dělat svoji vlastní službu, ne někoho jiného.
No, I remember Lekha Shravanti is now deciding if to go to India because they bought last year tickets, plane tickets. And now they are deciding if to go with she is
She's going to be 10 months.
Doesn't. A nezní to jako fakt
zábava.
To bude hodně práce.
If I took a small baby to India, I would just stay in one place in India.
Kdyby vzala malý dítě do Indie, tak bych zůstala jen na jednom místě, bych necestovala.
Like just go to Mayapur or just go to Vrindavan.
Buď jet jenom do Mayapuru nebo jenom do Vrindavan.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
Ale to mě nepřipadá moc jako
I mean just me personally.
Já myslím jenom pro mě osobně.
I wouldn't want to take a 10-month-old baby.
Já bych nechtěla vzít 10-měsíční dítě do Indie.
What age?
V jakém věku? Který věk je dobrý?
The youngest that I took a child to India was age 7.
No nejmladší dítě, co jsem vzala do Indie, bylo 7.
So we had one child was 4. And we left him with other devotees.
Takže to druhý dítě, který mu bylo 4 roky, tak jsme ho nechali s jiným oddaným.
His health wasn't good.
Your?
His health. The 4-year-old's his health was not good.
Takže to zdraví toho 4-letého dítěte nebylo moc dobrý.
He was very small.
On byl hodně malý.
And I thought, you know, if he gets any sickness, he'll die.
A já jsem si myslela, kdyby dostal jakoukoliv nemoc, tak umře.
It depends on the child. I mean, I've seen people take young babies to India.
Viděla jsem to, že lidi brali malé děti do Indie.
You should probably ask somebody else who did it.
Asi by se měla zeptat někoho, kdo tam
to udělal. Actually, I was with my friend. They were there with maybe 1 year old baby.
Já jsem tam byla s kamarádkou, která měla
léčný
dítě.
Only me and she and maybe we made parigram, now what we made parigram alone, maybe three and it was
jenom
okay.
So they should talk to somebody else who's done it.
I told her because I was with my son when he was 3.5 months old.
3.5.
In Vrindavan I was.
Já jsem byla zvědět, tam, když mi bylo
just don't travel so much.
And don't allow anyone to touch, because they're touching it, and then he's
going to
get sick.
Aby se nedotýkal ničeho
na
zem. 3.5 months may be easier because you're just breastfeeding them. You're not worrying about giving other food.
Yeah, but after also, again, I went next time when he was 11 months old.
And how did that work?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Okay, yeah.
But no she's
problem.
Indian, but this is something she has...
Oh, I don't think that. They should just talk to somebody who's done it and ask them how they do it.
To by měla mluvit s někým, kdo to už...
It's the best, what you say, she should stay at one place.
At one place. Not so much. You're not going to travel, don't go on the party yet, you're traveling around the country.
Ne, na pana já.
Yeah, parikrama, she can do with this
riksha,
no problem.
Go
to the riksha, yeah. 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 Yeah na parikrát.
Two hours.
To zabere 2 hodiny.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Díky. Hare Krishna.
Urmila Prabhu.